Welcome to the Marks 1313 edition of the Critical Theory Podcast, broadcasting from the Columbia Center for Contemporary Critical Thought in New York City. This is Bernard Harcourt. This podcast is the introduction to Marks 1.13 on the thesis on Feuerbach.
Welcome to Marks 1.13. My name is Bernard Harcourt, and in the next half hour, I will deliver the full introduction to Marks 1.13, at which we will reread Marx's thesis on Feuerbach in conversation with Ernst Bloch's commentary on the thesis from his book, The Principle of Hope, and in discussion with the philosopher Etienne Balibar. Why start with Marx's thesis on Feuerbach, you may ask? And how can we actualize this text today in theory and practice? The answer to the first question, in large part, is that it is with the theses on Feuerbach and Ernst Bloch's commentary that Etienne Balibar proposes to begin this year's study of Marx 1313. And Etienne Balibar is one of the finest and most penetrating readers of Marx. At the seminar, Etienne Balibar will explain his reasons for choosing the theses and Bloch's commentary as our entry point into reading Marx today. Let me tell you mine. The content and concepts in Marx's thesis on Feuerbach model the kind of philosophical method and argumentative strategy that would serve us well today to get beyond not the conservative Hegelian idealism that dominated Marx's intellectual milieu at the time, but the present political liberal hegemony that prevents collective cooperation and political action. Marx's philosophical approach of using a popular intermediary who had already shifted ground and created momentum, in his case, Ludwig Feuerbach, using that intermediary to further the shift and stimulate action is exemplary. On one reading, influenced by Ernst Bloch, as well as by Frederick Engels, Feuerbach's writings had already shifted the prevailing worldview by about 90 degrees. Using that momentum to turn things fully 180 degrees was brilliantly strategic. Marx's approach could serve as an exemplar today to motivate change. But before getting to our present, let me explain how Feuerbach's writings served both as a foil and a springboard for Marx to develop his radical approach. Feuerbach was a pivotal thinker for Marx, who put him on the path of a new materialism, having the standpoint of human society or socialized humanity, as Marx wrote in Thesis number 10. Insofar as Marx turned the Hegelian system on its head and transformed Hegel's idealist march towards rational administrative perfection into a materialist journey towards social, political, and economic change and well-being, Feuerbach contributed to that process of inversion. Feuerbach turned idealist systematicity on its head in order to focus attention on the being of humans, what was called human essence or human nature at the time. Although Feuerbach did not complete that turn to the satisfaction of Marx, Feuerbach launched or threw or pitched a movement that would give Marx momentum. This is reflected well in Marx's letter to Feuerbach, dated August 11th, 1844, in which he introduces himself in his critique of Hegel and expresses admiration for the impact of Feuerbach's writings. He starts the letter, "I'm glad to have an opportunity of assuring you of the great respect and, if I may use the word, love